It seems like the whole world's gone a little bit nuts the last couple of years, don't you think? And I think that 2021 has been a lot more challenging than 2020 in so many ways, and mainly in the way that people are acting, the way people are talking. Everyone's got an opinion, people being really vocal, and very many of them are being less than kind about it. So, how on earth, amongst all of that, do you manage to get on a high vibration and stay there when it seems like the whole world's gone nuts around you? So, in this episode, we are going to talk about exactly that. And I will share with you three hot tips that are going to help you get in that high vibrational state and stay there, even when it seems like the whole world has gone to poop. For regular tips on all things money and mindset to help you build an aligned and abundant business so you never worry about money again, be sure to subscribe to my channel and hit the notification bell. So look, I personally found 2021 a whole lot more challenging than 2020, because I think what happened in 2020 is that the pandemic hit and we were kind of all in it together. You know, it shocked the world. And we felt like we needed to band together to get through it together. So there was a real sense of camaraderie among all humankind. And, you know, we also started really celebrating all the hidden benefits from the pandemic. We looked at how the earth was regenerating, how, you know, smog was clearing and mountains were visible that people didn't even know they lived near. And all that kind of stuff, you know, families coming together, people playing with their children in the park because they were home and all that sort of stuff. And there was a real sense of banding together. And, you know, we talked about the big reset and kind of, it was like an awakening, a spiritual awakening for all of humanity. And then 2021 hit and we started arguing about the best way to move forward, whether to be jabbed or not to be jabbed, whether it was real or not. Conspiracy theories were everywhere from the beginning, really. And, you know, people just started really dividing themselves. And, you know, my theory is it's because everybody was just getting so desperate to get back to normal. And whatever they thought was the best route to get us there, they dug their heels in and stuck behind it. So I found that people in 2021 have really been fueled by fear, and the conversation and the rhetoric has been getting less and less kind. And, you know, people are really dividing amongst different opinions. And I think they're behaving equally badly on both sides. So it's been really challenging. And for me personally, 2021 was also the year that my husband decided that we were going to go on a little cancer journey. So it has been incredibly challenging. And I found that I really needed to dig deep and figure things out because, you know, my kind of vibration and my mental health was starting to slide at one point. And I realized that I really needed to be very proactive about it. And the great news is that I didn't really need to do anything overly complicated, difficult, or new. I just needed to get back to basics. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. So the very first tip I want to share with you is to go on a media blockout. Now, this is something that I've been talking about for, I don't know, 15 years. So long before COVID came along. And this is a more important time than ever because the media loves a good story that propagates fear on any day. And at the moment, there's plenty of material. So I think you already know pretty much everything you need to know. So a media ban is a really, really good idea. Stop watching the news. Stop consuming news bulletins, news stories, and subscribing to everything. Just stop. Give yourself a break and step away from the constant feeding and fueling of the fear. And you will actually allow your vibration to go back to its natural state, which is a pretty beautiful high vibration. That is your natural normal state. And it's only when we suppress it, because we start worrying, we start paying attention to things outside of us, we start fearing, that we suppress our natural good feeling state. But when we let go of all of that and just give ourselves a break, it naturally will bounce back up. So go on a media ban. It's going to be one of the best things you've ever done for yourself. Okay, the second tip I want to share with you is to go in an information lockdown. Now, this is actually something that Martin and I did when we realized that we were going on a cancer journey. So we informed ourselves. We got all the information we wanted. We decided where we wanted to stand on all the different options and how we wanted to proceed. And then we announced to people that, hey, guess what? This is what's happening. And we said, but please, we don't need any information. We are in information lockdown. We will appreciate your love and your best wishes, but please, no treatment protocols, no stories, because everybody's got a story. And I know everybody's very well meaning, but the problem is that when you have this coming at you from dozens and dozens of people, it can be really overwhelming. It can start to get confusing and it can really get you down. So we actually said to everybody, look, here's our news, but we are in information lockdown, so please respect that. So you can do the same. Decide how you feel, what you want to do, where you stand, wherever that may be, and then you don't even need to announce it because it's nobody's business. But what you can do is you can say, listen, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm totally okay. You have your opinion. I have my opinion, whatever that is, whatever yours is. And let's just talk about something else, because there are other things on this earth that we can actually talk about. There are much more inspiring and, you know, important topics that we can be discussing, where we can actually support each other and support all of humanity. So go on a conscious into a conscious information lockdown and tell people and ask them to please respect your wishes. It's going to really help protect you from all those opinions and all that constant bombardment. And this may also be a good time to kind of unfollow a few people on Facebook, just saying. So the thing I wanted to quickly slip in here for you is a mantra that Martin and I took on. And that was that we chose to be informed, but not alarmed. So we informed ourselves. We got the information we wanted and needed. And then we said, okay, we're good now. Thank you very much. We don't need to keep being bombarded with more information or bombard ourselves with more information and push ourselves beyond being informed into a state of fear and alarm. And you can do the same, whether you're navigating a cancer journey, a pandemic, or any other challenge in life. And it's going to go a really long way towards helping you stay in that beautiful, high vibrational place. And I'd love you to share with me in the comments below, what strategies do you employ? What helps you get into and stay in a high vibrational state when the world around you is kind of trying to drag you down? Let me know in the comments below. I'd love to hear what you do that helps you with that. Okay, and now let me share my third and final tip with you for getting into and staying in a high vibrational state, even when the world around you has gone nuts. Or I should really say, especially when the world and those closest to you sometimes seem to have gone nuts, because this one is all about listening and acknowledging people's feelings with an open heart and suspending judgment. You see, at the end of the day, people have opinions, people get vocal, people do and say things because they feel a certain way. And when you can actually get beyond the opinions and the sometimes obnoxiousness, then you are interested in and ask them to explain to you how they actually feel, then the humanity can come back out. And if you open your heart and suspend judgment and just allow them to feel how they feel, you can start to be more understanding. And that can actually lead to a whole lot more open conversations. So listen to their feelings, ask them about their feelings, and do it with an open heart, suspending judgment. And that's actually going to allow you to use these challenging situations to create a whole lot of healing and result in a much closer relationship with those people and with the world in general. Now, one way I like to support my people is with hypnosis, and specifically with hypnotic meditations that help you navigate all sorts of challenges and maintain a high vibration. So I have a whole library of hypnotic meditations to help you align with abundance and even make annoying people disappear. There is literally a meditation especially for that. And a great way for you to get started is by grabbing the one that I give away for free. It's called The Vibration of Abundance, and the link to download that is in the description in the show notes of this episode. So if you enjoyed this video, please hit the like button, click subscribe, and share it with your friends, especially those who can really benefit from this message and from the tips I shared with you today. And until I see you next, remember, it's time to embrace your amazing and unlimited potential, and you are totally ready to take the next step. See you in the next episode. Bye for now.